Flavour Mouthful is super proud to partner with Intrepid. Intrepid's small group food trips connect you with a local leader and a group of folks into food and travel, just like you.
It's not just food trips either. Check out their full range of trips at intrepidtravel.com.
Intrepid, good trips only.
Before you tuck into this lovely podcast, you may be warned that there are words that you may not wish to hear. Some of these words may be a little sweary, so if you have a toddler nearby, place them in a different room and remove any elderly people from the nearby area. These words may include, but not be limited to...
I'm actually not big on pigeons, but we'll save that for another day.
I like to eat them best dead.
I've been in some sticky situations with fellow passengers.
Was that when you joined the Mile High Club?
I'll just eat half sausages. I'll be vegetarian apart from sausages.
You like sausages that much?
I really do, deeply.
Oh, sugar.
That is dinner!
Don't talk with your mouth full unless you're talking about food, in which case it's useful. And that's just what we're about to do. It's all deep with me and Michael, and they're cutting every tip so vital.
That tastes great.
But it's a bit of a mouthful.
Shut up, you two, and tell me who your favourite boy band is.
Blue. Obviously.
But what's a Blue song? Rise.
Baby, when we're grinding, I get so excited. That was my favourite song when I was about seven.
Do you know that, Will?
Too close?
Is it All Right, that one?
All Right.
Too close. It's off the first album.
No, Blue can fuck off. I like the one. Who's the band that does... When the rainy days are nice.
I knew you were going to start
When you're down, baby, take a good look around.
It's another episode of A Bit of a Mouthful, and we are back. Sophie?
You didn't tell us your favourite boy band.
It's not important.
It's Westlife, isn't it?
I just love when they're singing You Raise Me Up and they stand up on the key change. That's fucking
does
amazing.
Does Slipknot count as a boy band?
Technically.
We're not doing that.
Technically.
I push my fingers into my eyes. Oh, I thought we'd all do it. We didn't.
Night. Sophie, what did you have for dinner last night?
Oh, I had a really nice dinner last night.
Oh, yeah?
I'm in my not wasting any food era, which means me shoving really random small portions of things into freezer bags and putting them in the freezer. So whenever I have like a tiny bit of something left, I'll just put it in a bag and label it and pop it in the freezer. But it means I'm making some fucking amazing freezer raid dinners.
Nice.
I found in there yesterday, or the day before, because I was defrosting it, there was... a bag of bechamel.
Yes.
Not loads of bechamel, but just
some. Oh, yes,
some.
A bag of bechamel.
And it had taleggio in it. It was a taleggio-y bechamel.
What?
I found a
That's
piping
a type of
bag.
Cheese for the listener who doesn't know what taleggio
a
is.
A very funky cheese, yeah. A favourite of mine. Mm. I also
so
found...
this is quite organised. So you're finding this with time to defrost?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you defrost in a bowl of water?
I literally, I bring it all out and shove it in a big bowl of water.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it.
Safety.
You can get sausages from hard as brick to ready to cook within an hour.
Straight in there.
In an hour.
Get those bad boys in there.
Really?
Literally less, but
that's
sorry.
Amazing.
Like an ice cube, like a lovely sausagey ice cube.
We're interrupting. Continue. Sorry, sir.
I also found a piping bag, because I was that organised, filled with a mixture of butternut squash, ricotta.
That is the least accessible and relatable thing I've ever
had. It just requires being organised, guys. I was making something I didn't need all of it. I mixed it all together, put it in a piping bag. I found fresh lasagna sheets that I'd cooked and made a few months ago. And I also found half a tin of chopped tomatoes.
In a freezer bag?
In a freezer bag. I'm telling you, freeze everything. So I
Are
made...
Are you in your reusing freezer bag era, or would you just chuck these things straight
in the bin? Straight in the bin. I'm not that
straight to landfill, have a pigeon chunk on it. Fuck pigeons, hate them.
I do hate pigeons, that is true.
Pigeons are the rodents of the sky.
They are disgusting.
They taste good, though.
I'm actually not big on pigeons, but we'll save that for another day.
I like to eat them best dead.
If you're eating them alive, I'd be really worried.
Just bite the heads off.
It's quite Ozzy Osbourne eating a bat's head off on stage.
Well, I am the Prince of Darkness myself, so I've done some dark stuff. I once only flush once on a two flusher. So.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not that bad.
Obviously not. I flushed twice when I had a wee earlier. So did you make a lasagna then? Is that what happened?
I made even better than lasagna. I made cannelloni.
Oh!
No, cannelloni give me the shits.
Butternut.
Yeah, because my mum used to always shove spinach and cheese in it. And I would, honestly, I must have IBS because I would just...
Spinach.
Literally, the first, it would touch my lips and then run. I'd have to triple flush.
It's spinach. It's not being able to digest spinach. Yeah. A symptom of IBS?
I don't really know what IBS is.
Spinach was meant to be quite... I'd be shit.
It makes your poo's a weird colour, that's for sure.
What, spinach or IBS?
It's the iron.
Spinach.
Really?
Yeah, it's why when you drink loads of red wine, you do...
I remember when I went to a music festival when I was like 16 in Spain, Benicassim.
Oh, I went there.
I remember I bought this bright blue vodka stuff and I was sort of sipping. You know how in Spain they have those little blockers that you, so you can't pour things quickly. There's little plastic caps. So I
don't they just have them in all bars?
No. Like, if you like, do you know what I mean? It's like a little plastic thing when you buy vodka from a supermarket and you can't pour it quickly. So you have to suck on it. It's like a... Like a
Lucozade bottle.
Like a breast. Bottle.
Okay, yeah.
like a breast.
Or a nip.
And, you know, I was young and I was scared. And the next day I went to the toilet and, you know, I'm just going to say how it was. My poo was black. And I thought I was dying.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And I thought I was dying. I was like, it could have been the blue vodka. Or I'm dying.
It's happened to all of us at one point or another.
Yeah.
There was no spinach in my cannelloni, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we get back to the cannelloni?
To my delicious dinner.
Rather than Michael's tart-coloured poo.
So I had the fresh lasagna sheets. I piped the butternut squash mixture into lines and rolled them up. And then I nestled them all in the dish with the tomato sauce underneath and the bechamel on top. And baked it, and it was fucking amazing. Mm. And I will continue being a freak and freezing tiny portions of things.
It sounds absolutely phenomenal. What effect did it have on your bowel movements?
Normal, as far as I can tell.
Really?
Nothing to report.
You lucky, lucky thing.
Michael, what did you have for dinner last night?
Last night for dinner, I just, well, actually, you know Elena Ells from Mob?
I'm familiar with her work.
Your replacement, Sophie?
Yeah, ooh. The Sophie 2.0.
She has this fun, we're like, oh, let's get some drinks after work.
Oh, hate that.
Kind of quirky idea. The idea
that was a mean Sophie 2.0. She's great. I love Elle. She is my pal. She loves going out for drinks. She's a very Sex and the City type girl.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. She's not really a pint pub girl. She's a wine bar girl. Yeah. So 2 weeks in a row now, I have gone for after work drinks and I've spent north of £50 just on a couple of drinks. So, and then, Sager and Wild.
Sager and Wild.
Well, the Bethnal Green one, or Hackney Road.
Hackney Roads.
Yeah, of course, why would you go to Bethnal Green when
Yeah, just, you know, sipping on some wine, delicious. A little bit of, you know, charcuterie. But, you know, it's just stupid. It's after work drinks, Elves, you idiot. Don't take me there again. Anyway, right opposite is a yard sale.
Oh.
So it's quite a classy move to go from the wine bar, from your cheese, your manchego, straight to yard sale and smash a new porker.
What happens on the new porker?
You've never had a yard sale.
And I know that I'd like
Are they
them.
Not West?
They're not West.
It feels quite surprising like that you, I know. And you I've would been, like it.
They were doing, for a while, they were doing a scampi fry covered pizza. And I was like, that's the best idea.
I'd say yard sale is some of the best and most consistent pizza in London.
I like to think of it like a posh Domino's.
Yeah.
Right.
It's got that same kind of like cornmeal-y crust.
Are the
quite
crusts,
good chew.
The crust similar?
Yeah.
It's not as doughy as a Domino's, but it's got the same like, got the like crunchy semolina on the outside of it.
Do they provide their spin on a garlic and herb?
Yeah, they do.
They do, yeah.
And they do an XL as well, a big boy.
And you can get Marmite garlic bread, cheesy Marmite garlic bread.
Do they deliver to here?
Yes, I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they would.
We're relatively east.
All of this chin wagging, and we must have that.
Maybe next week. That's
I
what
must I'll sample yeah, yeah. it because I'm always just Noted. That bit far.
Yeah, a bit far away. West. And they also send pizzas to lots of pubs now. So you'll be in a pub and it'll say free delivery. Great.
I have seen that. But so you had something called a new porker.
What's on the new porker?
Is that sausage?
Yeah.
Cheese, tomato.
Perfect.
And then some other
pepperoni.
Meat. Yeah, ham? Maybe pepperoni as well. But it's banging.
Has it got mushrooms on it?
You're actually right. It is like Domino's. It's got that like very Moorish kind of. It's
much better quality,
Domino's,
obviously.
Yeah. But it's got that same. And yeah, garlic and herb dip. And what else do we
How does the garlic and herb dip compare to that of...
Good. I think that it's probably got less additive, so maybe not quite as
tasty. Do you know how many calories there are in one big dip?
Oh, it's too much.
Have you ever read it? It's like 2,000.
Yeah, no, remember, we have to always say just below the real amount because they're too many, because otherwise we'll get sued.
It's, I think
it's in between 500 and 3,000 calories. And
it's in between...
I think it's more than a Big Mac.
I think it is more than a Big Mac.
I think that's the stat.
Wait, so what, in one tub of...
Yeah, Google it now.
I'm Googling it.
Quick,
let's get some research.
Hey, Siri. How many calories are in a garlic and herb dip from Domino's? So Cosmo magazine states that there's 675 calories in a pot of garlic and herb
in
dip.
Just a regular
in a
pot.
Regular pot or in a big
just
one?
Just a pot.
And the other ones are three times the size, yeah. I think.
I think it must be the big one.
So it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's That's many lot. Calories.
But also,
it's
what's
delicious.
A Domino's without your garlic and herb dip?
We're not really a calorie counting squad here, are we?
We're not.
We're not. If you're running a marathon, take a few little tubs of garlic and herb.
Yeah, instead
energy.
Of your gels.
Yeah, exactly. Pure. Just,
oh, yummy. Mamma mia. Sorry, I didn't mean to be an Italian person racist.
So next week we're going to get yard sale and we can eat it together.
That would be
fabulous.
Really, really nice,
amazing.
Actually.
What did you have for dinner last night, Will?
Last night for dinner, I went to Rogues in Hackney.
I've heard very good things about Rogues, but could you describe to the listener what Rogues is?
Or me, because I've never heard of it.
So Rogues is a lovely restaurant on Hackney Road set up by a gentleman called Freddie and a gentleman called Zach. And they started off, I think they did quite a lot of like collaborative things with a few chefs in London. I think they might have been somewhere else. Anyway, they took over this space on Hackney Road. It has since grown. It's definitely a sort of fine dining-ish type restaurant. It's not like, you know, we're not talking like super, super fancy. It's casual, but casual fine dining, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
So that, you know, you'll get like a nice oyster at the start and you'll get Fabulous. Like, you get little, what's it called? Not the petit fours.
Little amuse-bouche.
The little amuse-bouche.
Fabulous, love an amuse-bouche.
So they do some, what do we have? We had like a little, can't even remember. I was really drunk, but it was...
Legend!
It was... We had the highlights were there was a pork chop that was just incredible. They do, it's the best bread and butter you can get at a restaurant in London.
Whoa.
Because
what makes it so special?
They use Bovril. They whip Bovril through their butter.
You bloody love Bovril.
I love Bovril. It's my favourite meat paste, apart from pâtés. But you can't, but pâté is already mostly made up of butter, so you couldn't whip pâté through butter. It'd be like whipping butter through butter. But
yeah,
anyway,
that'd be insane.
They're whipping beef through the butter. And they put a little clitoris of pickled walnut
Ooh.
On top of yeah. a quite vulva-esque
of course they
quenelle.
Do. That
sounds fabulous. Starting to understand why you love it so much.
Yeah, because it's... I mean, I'm not going to make a joke about if Fanny tastes like beef, but because that would be gross. So maybe there's a beef curtains joke in there. I don't know. I'm not going to think of it. I'm not going to do it. Anyway,
no.
It is... It's deliciously... It's
Wait, what are we talking about now?
It's just delicious bread and butter. I've spoke so much of the butter and not, and alas, the bread.
Tiger loaf from Sainsbury's, I'm guessing.
Close. It's a potato and thyme sourdough
Ooh, yeah.
loaf. Whole loaf you get. Split yes. sort of four little bits. If you're there Gorgeous. With two people, you get a little bit each. And it, oh, God, it's good. They did duck with some grapes and they did like a smoked ricotta with tomato thing. And it was just... from start to finish, every single mouthful, absolutely bloody lovely. They banged a trifle on at the end. Love a trifle.
I love trifles so much.
Hate a trifle so much.
Grow up.
No, that's the opposite.
What's wrong with trifle?
Trifle's a child's pudding.
Yeah, no. but
children all grannies.
Yeah, children's from the 50s. Yeah. That's what it's for.
Fabulous.
Yeah. But anyway, Rogues just...
No, sorry, why was this trifle nice?
I can't remember. I
the
can't remember what was in
tone
it. I honestly can't. I think it was a white chocolate and rhubarb trifle.
Oh, that sounds.
I can't remember exactly what it was.
I'm eating the wrong trifle.
Yeah, no, it
was
drunk. No, we're not talking like your basic trifle. We're talking like
proper.
It's a very well considered trifle. It's like actually like Black Axe Mangal.
I was going to say we had a very good one when we got absolutely blathered at Black Axe Mangal.
Mega trifle there. That was just incredible. Again, what was in it? God knows, but it wasn't just your standard raspberry bloody. Trifle, it was
yeah. Dropped. I think I've eaten only bad trifles.
Yeah,
like made for
my
me.
My mum
by.
Makes a good trifle, actually.
Really, that's the kind of trifle that I think.
Oh
I'm
yes,
like.
Please.
We could do a podcast.
What's your mum called again?
Now. She's called Jane.
Jane, oh, of course she is. I knew that.
Special guest Jane. Makes
special
us
guest
a trifle.
Jane. Oh, that'd be good actually if she makes a trifle. But yeah, Rogues, Hackney, shout out Rogues because it is really, really good there. The food's amazing. The service, just everyone that works there is lovely, and they play really good music as well.
Fabulous.
Like just go. In the background, it's just
a bit of Slipknot.
Yeah, a bit of Slipknot. No, they did actually play Smashing Pumpkins towards the end, but I think that's because most of the people in the restaurant had left by the time we were still about to
requesting
have dessert.
Songs.
But yeah, it was great. Have you got any hot takes? A steaming hot pile
of food-based takes. Yes, well, I do have a hot take, and my hot take is that this week we're not doing hot takes. We're doing Would You Rathers. Faith, she's actually active now, so I could probably message her and she'd reply. But what she did earlier is she sent us... Should we call her? Should we call her?
Hello.
Hi, Faith. It's
hello.
Michael from A Bit of a Mouthful. I've never felt like more like a radio presenter in my entire life. You're live.
You're live on A Bit of a Mouthful. We've called you and we'd like you to repeat your would you rather out loud.
Would you rather eat like really, really bad plain food? Like, I'm not talking the nice plain food, which is like salty and good. I'm talking like soggy breakfast sandwich. You've just woken up off a long haul flight and you've just awoken to the smell of like this awful sandwich being thrown in your face. Or school dinners. I'm talking halfway cold mashed potato because you're like too old to have eaten early. So it's like tepid.
That is
Can we just quickly get your answer?
It has to be school dinners. There's nothing worse than that sandwich for me.
Yeah. I'm completely with you, Faith.
Yeah.
My
Faith,
God.
Thank you for your time.
Faith, no more.
There's always really questionable egg in those breakfast sandwiches, and I love plain food. The breakfast is always terrible.
The breakfast on the last long-haul flight that I was on was something called a vegetable stromboli. It was...
That's like a pizza roll, isn't it, a stromboli?
I think so.
But is that what
ordinarily.
You were presented
with? It was effectively like a doughy sock filled with wet, cold veg. I can't remember what the other thing was because I was out of my mind because I hate flying.
You'd never enjoy it, would you?
Yeah, I'd never really. Well, no, I kind of find plain food quite nice sometimes, but like, oh, it was so bad. And honestly, I think that I can't think of a school dinner that I like have like ever looking back one that I wouldn't be able to eat now. Like, no. I think at the time I was just fussy. I don't think school
is
dinners
that
were ever...
Is that nostalgia though? Because
but I always think you're so hungry at school when you're a teenager, yeah. You're just fucking ravenous all the time.
That's true.
Anything that's put in front of me, I would have been like, yeah, like
school
that.
Dinners are a bargain.
And
they're
I love
a bargain.
I also loved my school dinners. I'm sure I've talked about this before, but
But you
school
had
dinners
fancy
were fucking
school
delicious
dinners.
At my
Did
school.
Did you have nice school dinners?
She had Dulwich dinners.
Yeah, Dulwich. It was in Dulwich, to be fair. But no, there was all the classic stuff, you know. There was like the chicken curry with the really greasy poppadom and the rice. Did you ever have that?
We always had really
deep fried
dry poppadom. Not greasy poppadom. I thought you said really greasy naan. We had really dry naan.
Yeah, that was really a
dry naan, yeah.
Like a plank of wood.
Yeah.
They did a carbonara at my school that absolutely wasn't a carbonara. It was
Did
just
it have
like
cream in it?
Quite a sweet, creamy sauce with ham and mushrooms. In it that was actually stunning. I loved it.
Stunning.
They also did hummus and pita boxes. Pot of hummus, some olives, some shredded up iceberg, and some sliced pita.
That sounds
so I like plain great. Food because we know that they pump the umami.
They put loads of salt.
They
in
pump
it,
the umami. Like... Do you remember that Heston Blumenthal show where he went and like shook up industries with food? Science.
Like, let me umami this.
And he was, he did like a menu.
The master disruptor.
He said, like, what we need is more umami. And he reinvented the British Airways menu with umami. And I like umami, so yeah. Give me plain food.
I do like plain food when it's like that, but Faith did specifically say not
the
when
worst.
It's nice plain food, when it's the
no,
worst
No, but even, you know, when
food.
It comes in like foil and there's something about them blasting it with heat in a little sort of cupboard.
I do like
a locker.
That.
I
think it's so
are,
bloody.
Like, yeah. I think in the grand scheme of things, a shit school dinner and an average plain meal, like or maybe even like a slightly good plain meal, are probably on the same sort of level.
I think the
it's
worst
the time where you have no other choice but to eat that thing that you're
the
presented.
Worst plain food is if you were given a tray of only cold foods. I think any hot food on a plane is delicious, but a cold food,
I would say that's a huge reach. Any hot food on a plane is delicious. I just told you about my sock full of vegetables. That
I reckon I would
cry.
Absolutely love that.
Oh mate, it was absolutely minging. I literally had one, but I had Will sat next to me and was like,
Don't even bother. He was like, oh, I won't. no chance.
There's also just something quite, there's something quite nice about eating your dinner or lunch sat next to or sandwiched in between two people that you just don't know. Whereas at school, I was with my friends, a bit boring, you know?
Yeah.
Something like, oh, sorry. I'm like, do and then actually the what? Speed.
Do you talk to strangers on planes?
You are being a backwards.
The speed.
Do you talk to strangers on long haul flights?
There's something nice about eating a meal you don't really like in between two people you don't really know.
I've been trapped in conversation with people on long ass flights. Oh, it's no. A real disaster.
I'm very much the, you do the polite nod at them at the start of the flight and then you do not acknowledge their existence except to get up to go for a wee.
No, I've been in some sticky situations with fellow passengers. And actually, when
was
I
was that when you joined the Mile High Club?
Brilliant.
I'm saying school dinners, obviously. I think
plain
food. School dinners. Yeah. I also quite like tepid mashed potato, so there you go.
I don't mind it.
Oh, there we go.
Cool. Do we Speaking have any of... other would you rathers?
Oh, maybe we do.
Hey guys, Daisy here. First off, just want to say that I'm a big fan of the podcast, so I'm very excited about the relaunch. But yeah, today I've got a would you rather question for you. So, would you rather, for the rest of your life, only eat meat that's cooked rare or only eat meat that's cooked well done? So I'm talking, if you choose rare, you can have a lovely juicy steak, something like that. But you should probably avoid chicken and other meats that could make you sick. Or, on the other hand, if you choose well done, you can eat everything, like nothing's going to give you food poisoning, but it's going to be chewy, it's going to be a bit gross. What are you choosing?
Does she maybe answer her own question in the question?
No, it really depends on your preference. I know what my answer is. I'm going well done because I love an overcooked sausage and I'll just eat
I was just about to say sausage. Can you even really overcook a sausage?
On the barbecue when they're black.
Oh, yeah.
And that's my favourite kind of sausage. So I could live without a rare steak. An overcooked chicken would be quite sad.
Rare
and I'm guessing
duck,
that
rare pork lamb, yeah. Really nice rare pork chop.
But I also just love a slow cooked bit of meat.
Yeah, but she's saying everything has to be dry.
I don't think slow cooked and
slow cooking. That's off the table.
I'm not allowed to slow
count.
Cook it.
No.
I'm not allowed to eat. I'm just not allowed to eat chicken.
It's basically slightly raw meat or dry meat.
But you really, I'm not allowed to eat sausages ever again. Then.
Yeah.
I choose the sausages.
Too much.
Yeah. I choose sausages.
You choose overdone everything.
I'll just have sausages. I'll be vegetarian apart from sausages.
You like sausages that much?
I really do, deeply. Sausages are by far and away my favourite protein.
Well, I think I have to think about this a little more than I was hoping.
So is chicken ruined?
Well, if you go under, yeah.
Well, if you're under, well, you under or over.
What's over is gross.
Well, like an overcooked like chicken thigh. I need the
fine.
Skin. I can eat some crispy skin.
I suppose.
Hey.
Yeah, but I think you're still cooking your over well. I think that is badly overdone.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I
it's
think
not
that's
like
kind of what she was saying.
It's not. It's like
she said, like well done.
Then fine, I'll just have sausages.
But also, like,
overcooked sausages.
So if you cook like chicken over or lamb over, you can always add stuff to it to moisten it.
Yeah.
But if you
shred it up and get it in a sauce,
that's what I'm thinking.
Shred up that chicken, you can still have a lovely coronation chicken sandwich.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had the whole thing the whole time I've been going, yeah, but even if the chicken's really dry, I could shred it up and mix it with mayo.
But, well, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Is that what you're thinking about?
Because if the chicken's too dry, you can just shred it up and put it in a
moistener,
curry.
Get a moistener.
What were you
there?
Thinking?
Curry
can, is that what you were thinking?
A moistener.
It wasn't gravy in there.
Gravy.
A little chicken gravy.
Gravy.
Amazing. That chicken sandwich that's got like garlicky aioli.
We've
dry chicken.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, this is
loads of
loophole. We have found another would you rather loophole. It's a classic.
It's what would you rather's are all about. It's all
she
about the loophole.
She was slick. She thought she was slick. She thought she'd come at us. She thought she'd get us all confused. You can't confuse us. We know what we're talking about. Fucking
the
gravy.
Loophole. Yeah.
Gravy. Curry sauce. Mayo. Not ketchup or barbecue sauce. We've done that. We've established that. We don't love them. You like that one, but we
Delicious.
Don't like them. Fucking what else? Chicken stock.
Done, sorted,
chicken,
finished.
You could have chicken soup. You could never, ever, ever have chicken soup ever in her first one.
No.
Because you'd never be able to cook the chicken.
No, no.
Yeah, you're right.
Chicken soup.
There we go.
Thank you.
Loophole has been found. Thank you very much for the question.
We've dived through it.
Intrepid small group adventures. Take the guesswork out of going somewhere new. Choose from over 1,000 trips to more than 100 countries at intrepidtravel.com.
This feature's brought to you with our friends at Intrepid. Good trips only.
It's the food trip of the week.
So this week's food trip of the week is Vietnam. And I actually, well, I think you both know, work in maybe the Vietnamese food hub of the UK.
What, Kingsland Road?
Definitely, yeah. London. Mm. So many good spots on Kingsland Road.
What's your favourite?
On Kingsland Road? Mm-hmm. I am yet to make up my mind.
Mine's Song Quay.
Song Quay, I think that's the one that is the most applauded, I would say, Song Quay. Yeah.
I've been to Mian Thai. I've been to Hanoi Cafe.
Yeah, love Hanoi Cafe also. Love Tay Do.
Haven't been there, but they're good.
They're all very good. I enjoy all of those places very much.
I think that Vietnamese food hasn't been as anglicised as Chinese food.
No, definitely not.
And Indian food and other foods that you can get as a takeaway. So I think that it's kind of like, not that there is bad Vietnamese food, but it does seem to be that it's all pretty fucking nice.
Yeah. I feel like it just, they've got such rich food culture that literally from the top to the bottom, it's a very long country, Vietnam.
Mm. Well, you've been, haven't you?
I have been. And I'm actually, I feel like I mention this every episode. I'm so sorry. I'm planning on going on my honeymoon to Vietnam. So I am planning on going
back.
Have
you mentioned that?
Have I mentioned?
Well, I don't think you did mention that.
I've mentioned I'm getting married.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I don't think you've mentioned the honeymoon, though.
I am going on my honeymoon to Vietnam. Mm. So we've been looking into it, and it's, yeah.
You're going on the Intrepid food trip.
I was going to say, they actually offer small group adventures that start in Hanoi and finish in Ho Chi Minh City. It says here on this lovely list that we have that there are a few dishes that you'll get to try on these trips. I've only tried pho. Some call it pho. Some call it pho.
Pho will be correct.
If you call it pho and then someone turns around to you and goes, actually, it's pho, that person's a twat and you shouldn't speak to them. But also, that person is me.
They're also correct.
And I'm right. And there's also banh mi, which, as we all know,
love.
One of the greatest sandwiches of all time. Pickly business. One of the greatest sandwiches of all time. There's bun cha.
Love bun cha. Bun cha is one of my favourites.
Could you tell us what it is?
You get like little pork patties on vermicelli with lots of different salad-y pickly bits. So it's kind of glazed barbecue-y, not barbecue sauce, but barbecued pork patties, vermicelli noodles, and then you'll get some mint, some coriander, you'll get pickled carrot, you'll get some shredded up lettuce.
There's another unusual herb that they do at Song Quay when you get a bowl of pho, and I can't remember what it's called.
Is it a betel leaf or something like that?
I'm not sure. It's not one that you can get in a well-stocked Sainsbury's.
Not a regular one. Do you know what my favourite little-known Vietnamese dish is? Well, little-known to regular UK people, I would say. Mm. Ban Zhao.
What is it?
I don't know if I'm saying that right. Bahnxeo.
For God's sake.
With various accents on the last bit. Mm. It's basically a big pancake. So it's a pancake made with flour. It's really crispy. And you put inside it a bunch of different things, but normally I like a prawny one. Mm. So you'll get big prawns cooked into the pancake, bean sprouts, other kind of veggie bits stir-fried in there that go inside it. And then you get all the kind of fish saucy, limey, dippy sauce on the side and all the herbs and the lettuce. And you basically carve off bits of the pancake, put it inside the lettuce cups with a bit of the herb, dip it in the sauce.
Ooh.
Holy
it's pancake
shit.
Lab.
That's it's delicious. Pancake lab. Unbelievable.
Well, I'll be shagged. That sounds just delightful.
Pancake day is coming, so this feels fitting.
It's certainly a place where the food is good.
Delicious, yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah,
I'd go with
would
delicious
agree.
Over good, actually. That's a much better word.
Yeah, good feels quite rude, actually.
Yeah, quite rude.
But not only is the food good, you can also cruise on the paddy fields.
Ooh, I've done a bit of that. That's
Have you?
Very nice, yeah.
The paddy Sophie fields. Sophie doesn't cruise often, but when she does...
I cruise hard.
You're quite into cruising, aren't you?
I love a cruise. I'm a big cruiser. And
with the paddy fields, of course, where they grow the rice, but which is used in many of the dishes that we might eat on this trip. One of the highlights is that you get to have lunch in a family garden with a chef who is descendant of the royals. Now,
ooh,
I have a question.
How descended?
Well, I was going to say, if you could have any member of the British royal family cook you a meal, which member of the British royal family would it be? Alive.
Blood related.
And what would they be cooking for you?
Must they be like blood related to the Queen?
I think so.
I imagine Prince Harry would cook up like quite a mean brunch. I just kind of feel like
yeah.
he's got that in
yeah,
his arsenal.
I feel like he would. I feel like he would. I feel like I want one of the naughty kids to cook me a meal. I'd like yeah. Prince Louis to cook me a meal. Yeah,
I will say one thing. I think when you said about Harry cooking a brunch there, do you think he'd own an air fryer? Because I think he might.
Absolutely. I think he owns several.
Mm.
Several?
I think he needs more than one to do his perfect brunch.
Yeah, I think he's got two.
Can you do eggs in the air fryer?
Yeah, you can boil an egg in the air fryer.
Jesus Christ.
Just shove an egg in there.
They do have junk boats in Halong Bay.
Halong Bay, my goodness.
You got to go. You got to go and experience the junk boat. But basically, long story short, you can go with Intrepid to Vietnam and have the most wonderful time. If you go to intrepidtravel.com, you'll find over 1,000 trips to more than 100 countries, and not just food trips either.
That's this week's food trip with Intrepid Travel. Good trips only.
Next week's food trip of the week that we will be discussing in depth is Mexico.
Shall I go and prep our next?
Go and prep some food, Soph, please.
Intrepid's small group adventures. Take the guesswork out of going somewhere new. Choose from over 1,000 trips to more than 100 countries at intrepidtravel.com.
Chomp and chomp and smell.
Sugar.
That is dinner.
Dinner God, has been served good. By Sophie. My God. I mean, Will, describe what we're seeing.
Okay.
See if you can guess what I've done.
I'm going to... You've shown it to us. Oh, wow. That is, let me take a picture.
He's taking photos. What's happened is Sophie has taken some stuff and put it in some bread.
Is it stracciatella?
It's stracciatella.
It's pesto.
Of the pistachio variety.
Pistachio. Did you make it yourself?
I did indeed. Spudman. I made the stracciatella as well.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, lovely stuff. It's mortadella.
It's some Morty D.
I'm assuming you've thrown some sort of olive oil in there.
Within the pesto. She's plenty oily.
And then is it a thyme focaccia? Or
it's a rosemary focaccia.
Okay.
Inspired by a sandwich I ate in Bologna where we queued for ages to get the sandwich. They had all these varieties and I completely freaked out from the queue. Yeah. I didn't know what to get. And then I ordered the wrong sandwich, and when mine arrived, it was the wrong thing, and I nearly cried. And Kate gave me half her sandwich to prevent me from having a tantrum in the street. And this was Kate's sandwich.
Oh.
And it was bloody great. From, I think it's called Mortadella Lab in Bologna.
Mortadella
Lab.
They're getting techie with their mortadella.
Careful.
Could I request some plates from the outside world?
Oh, yeah, I didn't do that, did I?
Got something crunchy to pair this with.
No, you don't.
I do.
It's time for the crunch. It's crunch time.
You haven't been coordinating, have you?
I haven't, no.
Just we
haven't. A crunch for inside a sandwich is always welcome.
Really? Would you let me put a frazzle in that?
Oh, yeah. Frazzles in any sandwich.
The thing is, right, I think that actually the crunch that I've got here might not be a good fit.
Seaweed snaps.
Well, so I got a bit brave in the shop this morning and I thought, well, I always bring a crisp. Why not bring something a little different? So I've got Ginny's famous chili lemon and coriander cashew nuts.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work in the sandwich.
Too tasty to put down, it says on the bottom.
Too tasty to put down. Yeah. Allegedly.
Thank and Ginny, apparently, by the looks of things, is a squirrel.
She's stored all her nuts for
now,
us.
Yeah, the cashew nuts. But on this, it says, why Ginny's? ... Exclamation mark, not a question mark. It's not asking us why. It's just going, why Ginny's?
Why Ginny's?
And I can tell you that the answer to this not question is Ginny's is a British family business which has been delivering delicious snacks for more than 40 years, sourcing only the finest quality ingredients. We take pride in developing exciting flavour combinations for everyone to enjoy, from our family to yours. Happy snacking. So
I will be happy.
These are chili, lemon and coriander. So I think we should have a little bite of these to amuse our bouche.
Yeah, I think she'll be amused. Maybe too amused, to be fair.
I'm gonna do the crunch.
Crunch.
That wasn't a good crunch, was
it? Bit soft.
That's quite soft. There's nothing about these that sort of suggests crunch.
I would say
I have COVID? Nothing is salty enough for me.
Yeah, I would say that that's probably the worst flavoured cashew nut I've ever had in my entire life.
I'm not getting chilli or lime or coriander.
It tastes like it's been under a carpet for a while.
Yeah, stale, dusty carpet flavour.
Never again will we trust a squirrel to provide us with our snacks. Bloody
Ginny.
Ginny, you've really let yourself down here.
That's not good, is it?
Really gross. But weirdly, well, they are too tasty to put down.
You've put them right down. You've literally put them right down. For a crunch, they're getting 1 out of 10. For a flavour, they're getting 1 out of 10.
Yeah, it's ones all round.
It's ones all round.
Ones all round.
Right, let's tuck into the exciting part of the evening.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay. That's better.
I'm not going to talk for a bit.
Will's just eating.
Will's busy.
Creamy, salty, yummy.
It's quite a messy sandwich, but I think that's nice.
Yeah.
I kind of want my sandwiches.
It's oozing.
If it's messy, it's not got enough moisture in it, you know? And we had a bit of a palaver trying to find focaccia earlier. Pleased to report, Marks and Spencer focaccia, bloody lovely. Mm. We'll be buying that again.
We were running around London today trying to find focaccia, and M&S saved us.
This is really nice. It's really nice.
Is it going to the leaderboard?
Is that top of the leaderboard stuff? It's just very different.
It's very different. I'm going to finish it. I like it loads. Mm-hmm.
Not leaderboard.
It's not getting leaderboard.
That's
fine. And the only reason is because I think...
Just remind us what is on top of the leaderboard right
now. The top of the leaderboard at the moment is Sophie's Manchego and pork stuffed peppers. They were phenomenal. This is excellent, but I feel the only difference is, right...
It's just a sandwich.
No, it's not just a sandwich. It's a lovely sandwich. But... I do think that this is probably slightly easier to recreate than
I think
those
that's probably
wonderful
true.
Peppers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All you need to do is make pistachio pesto. And making stracciatella is very easy as well. You could buy a burrata, but they're really expensive and you don't have to do that. I just got a nice ball of mozzarella, tore it into little bits, and poured in some double cream and mixed it all
really?
Together. And something magic happens. It just coagulates all together
that's
if
so
you
cool.
leave it.
It's
the
delicious.
Pesto, I've just tried a bit of the pesto on its own and it is delightful.
I did it in a pestle and mortar.
You didn't.
I felt like such a little old maid in my.
You put so much effort into this bloody podcast, don't you?
Sophie, pestle I don't know. If we
I'm glad said, it's being recognised.
Have we ever said thank you to Sophie? Because I just want to say thank
you.
Thank you so much because this is delicious and you made it. So
thank you from the bottom
You're
of my
welcome.
Heart
and my heart
for my dinner.
Well, I mean, whilst we're eating, I guess we should just do the housekeeping.
Okay, let's wrap this up. It's all the Woodley and Michael and their gut every tip so vital.
That tastes great.
But it's a bit of a mouthful.
Give us 5 stars and follow us on Instagram. That's it.
Oh, if you want to send us more would you rathers,
or anything for that matter.
Yeah, send us any of your ramblings on Instagram. Send us a DM. Send us a voice note, even better.
if you are active now when I go on Instagram, I will call you randomly. That is for sure.
Michael's the only person with access to the Instagram.
No. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you one day, Will.
Well, you're withholding it from me.
I am.
If I make you another sandwich, will you give it to me?
A lot of the DMs are just me bitching about you, Will.
I can't wait to have full access to them.
But that's it. Thank you so much. We're going to polish off these sandwiches.
Yes. Yes, we are.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Don't talk with your mouth full. Unless you're talking about food, in which case it's useful. And that's just what we're about to do. It's all deep with Lee and Michael, and they're cutting every tip so vital.
That tastes great,
but it's a bit of a mouthful.
A Bit of a Mouthful is super proud to partner with Intrepid. Intrepid's small group food trips connect you with a local leader and a group of folks into food and travel, just like you.
It's not just food trips either. Check out their full range of trips at intrepidtravel.com.
Intrepid, good trips only.